ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 14, Text Number 44, The Disappearance of Lord Krishna.
Kachit
Preshtatamena
Ata
Ridayena Atma Banduna Shunya Asmi Rahita Nityam Manyase Te Anyata Na Ruk Kachit Prishtatamenata Ridayenatma Banduna Shunyosmi Rahito Nityam Manyase te nyatana ruk Kachit prishtatamenata Ridayenatma banduna Shunyosmi rahito nityam Manyase te nyatana ruk Anyone recognize any words? Meaning? What's that? Friend. Well, dear friend. What's that? No, Banduna means friend. Yeah. And Atma Banda is translated here, own friend Krishna. Ridaya. Ridayena, meaning, no, most intimate. Ridayena means most intimate. Well, in the heart, dear Atma Banduna, referring to Krishna, his own dear friend Krishna. What does shunya mean? Yes, devoid. Nityam. Yeah, for all time. Manyase, yadi tats chakyam, mayi drastum iti prabho, yogeshara tatome tvam, darsham atmanam avyam. If you think. Te, you. And na, never. And preshta, dear. Yes, like the the Ashta Shakti Sakis, Preshta Atmas, Preshta Sakis, right? Dear friend, dear Sakis. So we got most of it. So maybe we can start translating the Bhagavatam. So Kachit, what is Kachit? Weather. Preshta tamena, unto the most dear one. Ata, my brother Arjuna. Ridayena, most intimate. Atma banduna, own friend Krishna. Shunya, void. Asmi, I am. Rahita, having lost. Nityam, for all time. Manyase, you think. Te, your. Anyata, otherwise. Na, never. Ruk, mental distress. Translation purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Or is it that you are feeling empty for all time because you might have lost your most intimate friend, Lord Krishna? My brother Arjuna, I can see of no other reason for your becoming so dejected. Purport, all the inquisitiveness of Maharaj Yudhisthira about the world situation was already conjectured by Maharaj Yudhisthira on the basis of Lord Krishna's disappearance from the vision of the world. And this was now disclosed by him because of the acute dejection of Arjuna, which could not have been possible otherwise. So even though he was doubtful about it, he was obliged to inquire frankly from Arjuna on the basis of Sri Narada's indication. That's in the Bhaktivedanta purports of the first canto, 14th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam entitled The Disappearance of Lord Krishna. So what did I just read? Bhaktivedanta, can you say something about what I just read? Could anyone say anything about what I just read? Yes. Okay, that's good. Someone at least heard something. It wasn't a complete waste. Yes. Why did he understand that Arjuna had left the planet?
Sorry.
Why did he understand that Krishna had left the planet?
Because there was couldn't be other cause that Arjuna was so dejected.
Yes. What is the word for dejected?
Shunya.
What does shunya mean?
Or depression.
What's that?
Depression.
What is the word for mental distress?
Rook,
yes. What does shunya mean? Deprived of. So we'll read the translation of the purport again. See if everyone pays attention this time. Or is it that you are feeling empty for all time? So that's the shunyasmi nityam, rahito nityam. Having lost your most intimate friend, Lord Krishna, ridayenatma banduna. Oh, my brother Arjuna, I can think of no other reason for your becoming so dejected. Manyase te na ten na yata naruk. Purport, all the inquisitiveness of Maharaj Yudhisthira about the world situation was already conjectured by Maharaj Yudhisthira on the basis of Lord Krishna's disappearance from the vision of the world. So Maharaj Yudhisthira already figured out that probably Krishna had disappeared. And this was now disclosed by him because of the acute dejection of Arjuna, which could not have been possible otherwise. So even though he's doubtful about it, he's obliged to inquire frankly from Arjuna on the basis of Sri Narada's indication. So Narada had already indicated to him that Krishna would probably disappear and that he had seen so many omens, and now Arjuna had come back dejected, so Maharaj Yudhisthira had concluded that Krishna must have disappeared. So, chapter 15, the Pandavas retire timely. Sutuvacha evam Krishna sakha Krishna bratra ragya vikalpita nana sankaspadam rupam Krishna vishlesha karshita. Sutta Goswami said, Arjuna, the celebrated friend of Lord Krishna, was grief-stricken because of his strong feelings of separation from Krishna over and above all Maharaj Yudhisthira's speculative inquiries. Purport, being too much aggrieved, Arjuna practically became choked up, and therefore it was not possible for him to reply properly to the various speculative inquiries of Maharaj Yudhisthira. Text 2. Shokena shusyad varana rit saroja hata prava vibhum tam eva nusmaran na shakok Pratibhashitum. Due to grief, Arjuna's mouth and lotus-like heart had dried up. Therefore, his body lost all luster. Now, remembering the Supreme Lord, he could hardly utter a word in reply. Kritrena samstavya sucha paninam rija netrayo parokshena samunada pranayotkantya katara. With great difficulty, he checked the tears of grief that smeared his eyes. He was very distressed because Lord Krishna was out of his sight, and he increasingly felt affection for him. Sakya maitrim soridam cha saratyadishu smaram maranan ripam agrajam ityaha bashpa gadgayayagira. Translation. Remembering Lord Krishna and his well-wishers, benefactions, intimate familial relations, and his chariot driving, Arjuna, overwhelmed and breathing very heavily, began to speak. What is the word for it? What does gadgada mean? Vacha? Yeah, here it says overwhelmed. And what does sakyam mean? Friend. And my dream?
Friend.
Yeah, it's a different type of friend. Sakya. And Sauridam? Friend. But there's different types of friend. Like Sakya is a regular friend. My dream is the person who gives you benefit. What's that? But there's a difference. Sakya is just a regular friend. He's a friend. But Maitram is someone who gives you something even when you don't ask for it. He's so friendly. And Soridam is that even if you're not friendly to him, he's so intimately related to you that he still gives you everything. He's still friendly. Even if you're not friendly to him, he's still friendly to you. And Sarata? Parthasarathi, yes. What does that mean? Chariot driver. And Samsmaran? Yes, remembering. Agrajam. What's that? What is Agrajam? So this is the eldest brother, the one who's born first. And Gira? Gira. Manasa Gira. By the mind and by the... What's that? Gira. No. By the mind, by the body, and by the words. Yeah, Gira is words. They began to speak. Remembering Lord Krishna's well wishes, benefactions, intimate familial relations, and his chariot driving, Arjuna, overwhelmed and breathing very heavily, began to speak. Purport, the Supreme Living Being is perfect in all relations with his pure devotee. She, Arjuna, is one of the typical pure devotees of the Lord, reciprocating the fraternal relationship, and the Lord's dealings with Arjuna displays a friendship of the highest perfect order. He was not only a well-wisher of Arjuna, but actually a benefactor. And to make it still more perfect, the Lord tied him into a family relationship by arranging Subhadra's marriage with him. And above all, the Lord agreed to become a chariot driver of Arjuna in order to protect his friend from warfare risks. And the Lord actually became happy when he established the Pandavas to rule over the world. Arjuna remembered all these one after another, and thus he became overwhelmed with such thoughts. So here we find that Arjuna, was constantly remembering Krishna and was feeling great grief due to his separation. But why was that? Was he afraid that if he didn't remember Krishna, something bad would happen to him? What's the principal reason? What's that? Yes, because Krishna, and why did he love Krishna? Because Krishna is God and you're supposed to love him? Yes, because Krishna was able to reciprocate with him in such a nice way that he couldn't help but remember Krishna. And it wasn't because Krishna was God and Krishna showed his universal form and said, I'm going to kill you if you don't remember me. No, because Krishna had bound him in friendship in so many different ways. So therefore he was not only Sakya, a dear friend, but he was Maitra. He had bound Arjuna in a very intimate family relationship. Bandhunam, Atma Bandhu. There's so many words for friend, and they mean progressively different types of friends. But he had Arjuna marry his sister. He personally acted as Arjuna's chariot driver. Not that Krishna said, I'm God, how can God drive a chariot? You know, it's beneath me. But he did whatever was necessary to help his friend. And therefore Arjuna was always thinking of how Krishna was such a perfect friend. Sakheti Madhvam, Prasarvam Midukvam, Hey Krishna, Hey Yadava, Hey Sakheti, Ajanata Mahimanam Manaidam, Maya Pramanadat Praniyena Vapi, Itschavahar Sartamahasat Kritosti, Vihar Shayana Shabhojaneshu, Ekatututa Tatsamaksham, Tatshamaye Twamaham Aprameyam. Thinking of you as my intimate friend, I have many times dishonored you, jesting, as we sat together, sometimes alone and sometimes in front of many friends. I've minimized you when we're eating or whatever, so many different ways I was meeting with you. Whether I was doing it out of madness or out of love, so please excuse all these offenses that I've made to you. So Krishna is God. Arjuna is looking at Krishna. He was displaying all the planetary systems. Brahma was there, sitting on the lotus flower. There's Lord Shiva, all the sages, the divine serpents. There was all time and space, the past, present, future, unlimited suns. And this is all situated in the body of his friend, the same friend that he was minimizing when they were sitting alone together, because Arjuna, he was thinking that my father is Pandu. He was the ruler of the whole world. And here's Krishna, his father is Vasudev, simply a minister of the king. But in spite of the fact that my father was Pandu, the ruler of the whole world, still I'm sitting here with Krishna. I'm so kind. Although it's beneath me to be associated with Krishna, still I'm doing it anyhow because of my affection for him. So here that same Krishna, or Arjuna was thinking, oh, he's just the son of Vasudeva and I'm the son of Pandu. But here he's seeing that this person, somehow or another, Brahma, Shiva, all the universes are all in him. So he's getting another side of the picture. So, but still Krishna is not thinking that, you know, I am Krishna, that why is Arjuna minimizing my importance simply because I'm the son of Vasudeva, doesn't know who... No, Krishna was actually enjoying this relationship out of love, out of affection, where Arjuna was seemingly minimizing Krishna's position. Sometimes alone, sometimes in front of many friends, Arjuna would joke with Krishna and seemingly minimize his position. So Arjuna says, So therefore, please tolerate. Shodhu means to tolerate. Tolerate my offenses to you, just like a father tolerates the offenses of his son, or Sakheva, a friend tolerates the behavior of his friend, priya priya yarsa deva sodun, or a lover tolerates the is dearmost. Tasmat pranaya pranayena vapi. Tasmat prananyam pranadayakayam prasadaye tvamaham ishamidyam. So now I fall at your feet, offering your obeisances, and please tolerate all these wrongs I have done to you, just like a father tolerates his whatever his children do, or a friend tolerates whatever his good friend does, or a lover tolerates whatever his dearmost or whatever her dearmost does. So please tolerate all these things I've done to you. So this relationship was so intimate that Arjuna, or any of the spontaneous devotees, they forget Krishna's exalted position, and the relationship is simply one of unlimited reciprocations of love. And even in Vaikuntha, although it's known as there's the Adarya and Adalya, there's Aishwarya. Although there's Aishwarya there, still the devotees there, basically the point is reciprocation out of love. So what about in the material world? Does Krishna demand, here Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita demands everyone surrender to him? Is that right? Sarva Dharma Parityaja. So isn't that here Krishna's demanding our love? Isn't that? So what's the difference? Here Arjuna is so intimately related to Krishna out of love that he had forgotten that he was even the Supreme Lord. He'd forgotten that he was even something special. Just like when the cowherd boys, when the cows were in the forest and there was a forest fire and they surrounded the cows and the cowherd boys were surrounded by fire, then Krishna had told them all to close their eyes and then he swallowed up the fire. So what did the cowherd boys think? That he must be God? No, they thought he might be a demigod at the most. Of course, it doesn't really make so much of a difference because he's just another one of the cowherd boys. So the cowherd boys, they thought he was just something insignificant. He was just another cowherd boy. Everyone loved him, but not because he was anything special. He was just more lovable than everyone else. Even when they were holding up Govardhan Hill for 7 days, most of them thought that Nanda Maharaj was holding up the hill. Because the cowherd men and the cowherd boys, some of them had taken sticks and they were holding up the hill with Krishna. And so after the 7 days was up and all the residents of Vrindavan had left, Nanda Maharaj and all the cowherd men stayed and told Krishna, you can go now and we'll keep holding up the hill. So Krishna said, I think you better go and I'll put the hill down. They said, no, no, you're just a little boy. So Krishna said, all right. And then he transferred some of the weight of the hill to Nanda Maharaj and the cowherd men. And suddenly they all fell down unconscious because the weight was so much. And then they left and Krishna put the hill down. So generally they think that Krishna is just another little cowherd boy. And even if he does wonderful things, they think that maybe it's because of the pious activities of Nanda Maharaj and Mother Jasoda in their previous lifetimes. And therefore Narayan has come, Vishnu has come, and he's killed these demons just to protect this little baby. So they thought it was not because of Krishna's doing, but because of the pious activities of Mother Jasoda and Nanda Maharaj. But here in the material world, Krishna is not telling, he's saying, you must love me. Sarva Dharma Parityaja. You must give up everything and love me. Do everything for me. So it seems like Krishna is a little schizophrenic. Here he's like demanding our love and our surrender. Bhakti Ramon, what do you think of that? Doesn't it sound rather aggressive on Krishna's part? Demanding? Excuse me?
Our best will.
What's that?
It's not our best will.
For our best will. Why is it our best will? So that's why Krishna is saying, surrender to me? Why does he say, please surrender to me? What's that? He's the boss. But why doesn't he tell Arjuna to surrender to him? He does tell Arjuna to surrender to him. So how is it that Arjuna, he has such an intimate relationship with Krishna, and now Krishna is demanding him to surrender? Yeah.
Krishna says also to Arjuna that now I have told you everything, now think about it, and then you make a decision.
Yeah.
Out of free will, Arjuna surrendered.
Yeah. Well, what does the surrender mean? In other words, if you're surrendered, does that mean you've reached the highest platform? Is that the end of the whole thing, is there surrender? Yeah, so first it has to be surrender. At least in the material world. Unless we surrender, then we'll be carried away by the waves of material nature. So surrender is the beginning. Once we agree to surrender, and then to follow Krishna's instructions, then from that point we can actually develop awareness and love for him. So surrender, Krishna demands surrender, because otherwise one will be carried away by the waves of the material nature. Krishna will reciprocate with the living entity, but as a super soul. He'll give the living entity the results of his work. But if one surrenders to Krishna, then Krishna will personally take care of the living entity. And then from that point, then real awareness, love for Krishna can develop. When Krishna can take care of one, then one can see how nice Krishna is and how he's helping me in so many different ways. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Are there any questions? Yes.
What happens to a devotee who follows the process but is not able to fully surrender?
Then, if he's not able to fully surrender but he follows the process, then gradually Krishna will help him understand why he should fully surrender. Him, Krishna, and this illusory energy will train one how to come to the platform of full surrender. Krishna, through Krishna personally, through his Guru Sadhana Shastra, and a super soul in the heart, will train one. So therefore surrender begins with anukulasya sankalpe, to accept everything favorable, pratikulya savarjanam, and then to give up everything unfavorable. Then rakshisya titi vishvaso, to believe that Krishna will protect one, goptriva varnam tata, and to believe that Krishna will maintain one. Atma nikshepa sankalpe karpanye, and then to believe that Krishna will always atma nikshepa, to have no interest outside of Krishna's interest, and karpanye, to always feel oneself completely humble and dependent on Krishna. Sadvida sharanagati. So these are the six stages of surrender. So if one tries to surrender a little bit, then Krishna will inspire one to surrender more through the six stages. Anything else? Yes.
What was actually I was going to ask what was actually the reason that the Pandavas, they decided to retire and not it was because Parikshit was sick.
Answer your question. Good. Okay. Anyone else have a question they'd like to answer? Thank you very much. Granthraj Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gaur Premanande.